I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a nod to the 15 golfers who've won the 15 majors since Tiger Woods stopped winning them. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello,
Excuse me, Bill. Nod. There we go.
There we go.
He's nodding to the golfers.
You don't realize how many minutes of radio you've just completely preempted. So. On Tuesday, a plane flew over the Penn State campus where stands a statue of former head football coach Joe Paterno, and the plane was trailing a message that read, "Take the statue down or we will." And at least according to some reports, the university has listened.
Yeah, this has now become a really tangled mess. I am excessively neutral on the subject of whether or not you should take the statue down. It certainly doesn't bring any solace to the victims. It doesn't solve any problem that isn't already there. You probably shouldn't have the you probably if I came right down to it, you probably shouldn't have the statue up at least this year. You know, you got people sleeping out to protect it and all this other nonsense. I think if the Penn State University were to discreetly take it down in the middle of the night, more people would be happy than not.
Meanwhile, an attorney for the city of Grambling, Louisiana, has asked the NCAA to vacate some of Joe Paterno's 409 Division I wins so that Grambling State head coach Eddie Robinson will once again hold the record of 408 wins. How about this request?
This is stupid. This is absolutely opportunistic and stupid, and the city of Grambling, Louisiana should be ashamed that it even hit the news. How do you calibrate how many wins you should take away because a guy has enabled a child predator? I mean, 8, 9, 15, what's the magic number?
408?
Yeah, 408, exactly. No, this is a grab for eminence and a grab for, almost a grab for tourist dollars that I find enormously distasteful. And I think that the people in Grambling, it can be argued that they are taking advantage of the victims in this case.
In pro football news, apparently the Indianapolis Colts will have a quarterback this season, right?
And what luck there is,
yes,
in having that. Mm-hmm. Ha-ha! See what I did there? Yeah, Andrew Luck is signed, so he will step into the very big shoes of Peyton Manning and attempt to become the face of the franchise in about 11 minutes, and I wish him all kinds of good fortune in doing so.
Troy Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers weighed in on the concussion discussion this week. Did his comments surprise you?
No, because this is how football players end up eating oatmeal with their toes when they're 50. He says that he's had 8 or 9 recorded concussions, and he's probably had more, but he wouldn't tell anybody because he wanted to get back out there and play because that's part of the blue-collar mentality. Apparently, part of the blue-collar mentality is to get Alzheimer's when you're 54 because of what you did for a living. Troy Polamalu, if this is his opinion, he should shut up. He's doing more damage than he knows.
Would you like to offer a tip of the Only a Game cap to Barry Larkin and the late Ron Santo, both of whom will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend?
By all accounts, they were both wonderful gentlemen, the people who had to deal with them on a daily basis. I do feel sorry for Santo, who's being inducted after having passed away.
The U.S. men's basketball team had to rally from a 10-point deficit to beat Brazil on Monday night. Do you suppose they were inspired by one particular fan right there in the first row?
Yeah, the president and the vice president both came in to watch the Olympic basketball team beat Brazil. I don't know that they had much to do with the final score, because I think you could probably dig up Chester A. Arthur and plant him at courtside, and the result would pretty much be the same.
If he appeared, it would be inspirational. Yeah. Is it a sign that everyone is tired of hearing about what Dwight Howard wants in a trade when NBA.com uses the headline, "The Dwightmare Continues"?
Yeah, this has become comic opera down there. I'll tell you what it's a sign of, though. It's a sign that I am very old, that the son of a guy I went to high school with, Rob Hennigan, is the general manager of the Orlando Magic, trying to pluck his way through this mess. But, you know, I'm tired of Dwight Howard, too. Dwight Howard, I swear, the best thing he could do right now is go back to Orlando, shut his mouth, play out his contract, and make a fortune a little bit down the line.
I'm not sure that general manager thing is a good index of old, because when Theo Epstein took over that job with the Boston Red Sox, I think he was 11.
Yeah, he must have been, given our ages.
Last week, everything looked copacetic in New York with Jason Kidd signing on with the Knicks, presumably to be a mentor to the young and talented Jeremy Lin. This week, not so much.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin's out of town. He's with the Houston Rockets for a whopping big contract, by the way, 3 years and $25 million. And Jason Kidd arrived in New York and marked his arrival in the Big Apple by going out to Long Island and getting sockless and piling his Escalade into a telephone pole at 2 in the morning, which is never a good thing.
The shoulders of NBA jerseys will display small sponsorship patches starting in the 2013-2014 season. So, lucrative revenue source, just another imitation of soccer, or the end of the world as we know it?
I think everything but the last one. I dread this. I don't like the idea, but I know it's coming, and it's coming in all sports, and people should get used to it.
On Thursday, a basketball game that pitted an NBA, quote, alumni team against some of the former pros from the Philippine Basketball Association featured a family reunion. Charlie, you want to take it from there?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman never met his father after 42 years, finally did. His father has acknowledged fathering 29 children by 16 mothers. And how great is it that the guy's name is Philander Rodman?
It's about right, isn't it?
Charles Dickens is dead, but he's still writing novels. It's amazing.
The only way to go with that one, I suppose. On the eve of the Olympics, Great Britain's culture secretary, and this is not a Monty Python bit, has said cursing on the soccer field has gone too far. Has the culture secretary had any firsthand experience from which to draw that conclusion?
Apparently he does, because he's an amateur referee, mm-hmm. and apparently he's not a very good one because people keep swearing at him. By the way, good luck with this, because I don't think it's going anywhere.
No.
And he'll be back being the minister of things being put on top of other things very soon.
Silly walks,
that's
perhaps,
right.
to follow. I've always maintained that there are a lot of reasons not to choose boxing as a profession. And this week we learned that it's an especially bad choice if your part-time job is robbing banks. Have I got that right?
Yeah. First of all, what are they doing having boxing in Temperance, Michigan? Shouldn't they find a town with a little bit more accurate?
They don't have drinking, just boxing.
I guarantee you, Philander Rodman never lived in Temperance, Michigan when Dennis was playing for the Pistons. Yeah, Martin Tucker, he won his boxing match, but he got a bloody nose, and the FBI got a swab of it and discovered that Tucker's DNA matched the DNA from a 2009 robbery at the Monroe County Community Credit Union in Temperance near the Michigan-Ohio border, which means that Martin will be doing his future fighting in the big house.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on All New Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.